It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Sometimes it's hard to be alone.
Do we have O'Brien?
Give him all your love.
There we got Tammy Wynette. What, today's her the anniversary of her passing? What is it? Stand by your man. We'll get to that later in the show. Stand by your man down there in Hotlanta with Fannie Willis. But this is more serious stuff. We're going to welcome back to the show my great friend, Ambassador Robert O'Brien, former National Security Advisor in the Trump administration, now chairman of American Global Strategies. Robert, you out there, buddy?
Great to be with you, Larry.
All right. Good to hear your voice. So Joe Biden's betraying Israel. That's all. And I want you to talk about that because you know this stuff cold and you're engaged in all of it. I'm just stunned at the extent to which he's betraying Biden. And I'm also stunned now. Seems to me not only is this business about humanitarian aid, but there's a turn in policy where post-October 7th, the immediate post-October 7th, the Biden administration agreed that Hamas had to be wiped out. That was the game plan. And they wanted to do it in the, you know, in the most civil way, the international laws and so forth and so on. But now, and it was Alan Dershowitz was on my TV show last night saying this, they're looking for a tie, not a victory. And it's they want Israel to negotiate with Hamas. And the economy minister who was on our show, you know, the fellow who was, he was the mayor of Jerusalem. You probably know him. Anyway, he said to me, how can you negotiate with people that want to kill you, that want to destroy you? You can't do that. So are we playing for it? Is the Biden playing for a tie now? Have we lost the unconditional surrender? The idea of, you know, de-Hamification of Gaza? How do you read this?
There's so much to unpack, Larry, and let me start with a little context. And it's heartbreaking to think that this is a Democrat party of Harry Truman, because Harry Truman, President Truman, was the first major head of state, head of government, to recognize the state of Israel in 1948. That's one of the wonderful things in our American history is that we recognized the Jewish state after World War II, and we were one of the first to do it. And we're the ally of Israel that made it possible for Israel to survive, for the Jews to have a homeland, for them to have a place to go after the Holocaust, and restore the ancient Jewish, you know, we talk about indigenous people. The indigenous people of Judea and Samaria were Jews. They've been there for 5,000 years. Our whole history is tied up in places like Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Hebron, the history of the Western people. And the Jews have been able to go back to their homeland in large part because the United States has supported Israel. And they've been our ally. They're a democracy. They're the only true democracy in the entire Middle East. And we've stood steadfast behind them for so many years since the founding of the State of Israel. I think of President Nixon saving Israel in 1973 in the Yom Kippur War. So the fact that we're betraying Israel now and not standing behind them strongly in this existential crisis that they have is really heartbreaking. I just think of President Truman rolling over in his grave thinking of this is his Democratic Party, his so-called moderate successor, Joe Biden, ignoring Israel. But to put it in context of what happened on October 7th, Larry, and you know this well, this is the largest pogrom slaughter of Jews since World War II, since the Holocaust. Thousands of Jews were killed, and not just killed by a bombing or some military strike and there was collateral damage. This was the most wanton terrorism that we've ever seen. I mean, these Hamas maniacs and serial killers, which is the only way you can describe them, make Al-Qaeda and ISIS look moderate in comparison. I mean, they killed women, tore babies out of their uteruses, killed kids in front of their parents, killed parents in front of their kids, you know, beheaded people. I mean, the litany of what happened on October 7th is shocking. And so rightly, the United States got behind Israel and said, we've got to eliminate these terrorists. And it wasn't just Israelis that were killed. There were Americans. 30 Americans were killed by these terrorists, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of how Ronald Reagan, you know, our the person we both admire and who you served, and I served as an intern. Think of how he reacted when terrorists attacked Americans. It was, you can run, but you can't hide. Think of how President Trump dealt with al-Baghdadi and ISIS destroying the caliphate. And where is America going after the people that killed Americans? And right now, as we're dealing with Hamas and treating them like they're some sort of NGO or some sort of political party, some sort of partner of America, they're holding American hostages. They're holding 130 Israeli hostages, but eight of them are Americans. Why aren't we trying to rescue our hostages? Where's Delta Team and SEAL Team 6, the guys we used in the Trump administration to rescue American hostages from terrorist groups successfully? Where is that action to rescue the Americans? And so instead, we made, since October 7th, and I'll wrap up here, this is a long answer, and I apologize, not great radio, but since October 7th, all we've done is make demands on Israel. We made no demands on Hamas. We should be destroying Hamas, eliminating them from the face of the earth, everywhere they are, bringing our Americans home, and standing by our Israeli allies. And anything short of that is a betrayal of our values, of who we are as Americans, and it's a betrayal of our friendship with Israel.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Well, don't apologize. You're a font of knowledge, and we all appreciate your wisdom in this, Robert O'Brien, former National Security Advisor. I asked this, the economy minister, his name is Nir Barkat. You may know him, former mayor of Jerusalem. A really smart guy, made a lot of money, I think, in the software business. And was it?
He was a great mayor of Jerusalem.
Yeah, and he was you know, going way back, was an IDF paratrooper, and you know, when the next elections come around, he may run for prime minister. But he said to me, "How do you negotiate with somebody who wants to kill you?" And your point is a great point. It's as though the Bidens are thinking or dealing with Hamas now as a legitimate political party. They are not. They are not. They are terrorists and killers. Even when Israel left Gaza, remember, look at the history of this thing. Whatever, 2005, 2006, 2007, Israel leaves Gaza. The PLA comes in. They hold elections. Hamas wins. But Hamas is still bombing Israel. Israel hasn't been in Gaza. There's no colonialism here. They left Gaza. And Hamas is still doing this. And then, of course, it goes to the October 7th massacre, which is one of the worst in the history of history. So Robert, I just don't understand this. And when you see all this fumbling around from Biden and Blinken, Blinken was just on TV this morning talking about the most important thing is humanitarian aid. That is not the most important thing. And anyway, Israel's done a good job. You know, there's reports coming out of here that Israel has delivered food. Deliveries to Gaza are running 80% higher than pre-war levels. But Robert, what happens here? Will Israel just go on ahead and complete the mission in South Gaza and Rafah? I got just about 2 minutes left. You think they'll just go on ahead and do it and finish off what they need to finish off?
Larry, they have to. Even today, after October 7th, after the invasion of Gaza that destroyed Hamas, Hamas continues to say, and this is continue to say that the genocide of the Jewish people, that the elimination of Jews from Israel is their top priority. The elimination of the state of Israel is their top priority. There's been no change in policy from Hamas. The only change in policy is from the United States, which is negotiating with Iran and giving Iran billions of dollars, much of which is funneled to Hamas and Hezbollah. And it's this desperate attempt by the administration to curry favor with Iran and its proxies And somehow they've decided that Iran, keep this in mind, Larry, we've given more money to Iran in hostage ransom payments and in sanctions relief by far than we've given to Israel over the last 2 years.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
This administration is desperate to get Iran on our side. And I've got a message for Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan, good men and, you know, smart guys. But Iran is not that into you. Okay. They hate America. They hate us. They hate our values. They hate everything we stand for. They don't want to be our friends. They want to destroy us, and they want to destroy our partner, Israel. Stop playing footsie with Iran and Hamas and start backing Israel and the moderate Arab states that don't want anything to do with these people. They're terrorists and thugs and the most vicious type of serial killers you can imagine. Israel has, going back to your question, Larry, Israel has to finish the job, get it done. Our former boss, President Trump, said get it done quickly. That's what Israel needs to do now.
Yeah, get it done quickly. Couldn't agree more. Folks, you've been listening to Ambassador Robert O'Brien, former National Security Advisor and now Chairman of American Global Strategies. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate it. We'll take a quick break, and John Carney, Breitbart Economics Editor and the Breitbart Business Digest author, going to talk about yesterday's sort of weird jobs report. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.